A Superior Court ruling earlier this week has put the popular Nelchina Basin caribou hunt into question. The basin is in the Glen Ellen area, northeast of Anchorage. The hunt was scheduled to start on August 10th. The court ruled that a community harvest program for Otna tribal villages was unconstitutional, putting the community harvest program along with 850 Tier 1 permits on hold. Rod Arno is the executive director of the Alaska Outdoor Council. The council's political arm, the Alaska Fish and Wildlife Conservation Fund, joined as an intervener plaintiff in the challenge originally filed by Kenneth Manning. Arno says the permits will have to be recalled, and that is exactly what the council wanted to have happen. Arno says the community harvest program violated the Alaska Constitution's Article 8, Section 3 clause that states all fish and game resources are owned equally by the public.
And so by giving an allocation, a number to specific communities, that, you know, took away from common use and gave a public resource to a certain sector of the population.
Ken Johns is the president and CEO of Otna Incorporated. He represents the villages who were taking part in the community harvest program. He says it took years to come up with a program that seemed to share the resource adequately. He says there were allocations for the community harvest program, along with permits for a Tier 1 hunt and some tickets for guides. He says the court's decision is disappointing.
A lot of the young people that are coming up are not eligible because there isn't enough Tier 2 tickets to go around to satisfy everybody.
The Nelchina Basin hunt permits are highly sought after because it's close to urban areas. Under the Tier 2 system, a scoring method is used to determine who gets the permits, and after previous court decisions have struck down some of the criteria, one of the biggest score counts goes to those who have the longest history of hunting the herd, even if the hunter lives in an urban area. Johns says many Otna families depend on the resource for subsistence, but because of limits on permit numbers for families, younger people can't get them. The new system started last year, and Johns says it was very popular. State Division of Wildlife Supervisor Bruce Dale says Tier 1 permit holders should not send their permits back, but rather hang on to them until the state decides how to respond.
And we're working very hard to evaluate all our options to resolve this issue as soon as possible, because the season is closely approaching. You know, this hunt would have started on for caribou, and Unit 13 would have started on August 10th, and we are doing whatever we can to make that still happen.
Both Dale and Otna's Johns says an appeal of the decision is possible, and more will be decided by early next week.